and good evening, everybody. Welcome to a, well, if you can't tell by the lack of mic on camera B, a solo Brain Stew Wrestling. My name is Hammy, and for the next hour or so, we are going to be talking all things professional wrestling. And, well, the reason why the studio looks like this is because in a couple days, we are going down to Orlando, Florida. And I can't wait for that. The More Like Radio Live 3 event, Moxie Killed the Radio Star. Can't wait for that event. It is this Saturday. And it will be streamed on Ustream as well as recorded. It's going to be a great event. And Wednesday night, we are heading down to Orlando, Florida for the event. And my entire studio, if you can see on the screen too, there you go. Get the angle right. Look to the right. That's pretty much my entire studio all packed up. And, well, my day job kept me from doing a full-on Brain Stew radio show tonight. And because it's late now and I just got home like an hour ago, Mike and or Joe couldn't be here tonight. So I'm doing a solo tonight, guys. So bear with me here. News, Brain Stew news. Both this show and Brain Stew Radio are now part of the More Like Radio family again. And we will be non-exclusive to MLR, meaning we could still go live whenever we want because our schedules are just so crazy at the moment that that there's no possible way for us to be a consistent live show at a specific time frame. So for the matter, we're gonna do the non-exclusive thing. We will still be broadcasting on BrainStewRadio.com, but we will be podcasted out to More Like Radio. So we have that, and we have the first three bands lined up for Live from the Blue Room. So we are going to get rolling with that very soon. But in the meantime, let's talk wrestling. And I started tonight with Taz's theme song because big, big news. I think probably one of the biggest news of the day is Taz leaves TNA Wrestling. What does that mean? Well, he's no longer part of the company. He asked for his release, and TNA granted him his wish. He's a free man now from TNA. And I thought he was awesome as a color commentator. Even better commentator than a wrestler, to be honest with you. But here's his statement from leaving TNA. He says, quote, "My contract was ending in the summer of this year. I was looking to do other things and move on. I felt like I accomplished a lot in TNA, and TNA accomplished a lot with me. In defense to them, they wanted me to stay." Now, why did he leave? If he liked it there and they wanted him to stay, well, there's a lot of big rumors going around that TNA's having some payroll issues and people aren't getting paid on time. And Taz confirmed that he was one of these people to not get paid on time. Unlike what happened with a lot of people in ECW, Taz was always paid on time in ECW, but he's getting the treatment of what a lot of ECW guys got back in the day, and that's not getting paid on time. Taz confirms this later on his podcast, The Human Podcast Machine. He says, quote, "My check was late and I had to do what I had to do. The company was understanding in that. They understood my position. They were very professional, very kind, very understanding. Business is business. This is how I pay my bills and I feed my family for over 20 years. You can't really blame the guy. I mean, if I'm doing something I'm not getting paid, I really don't want to work for that company either. So where does Taz go from here? Does he go back to WWE? Does he go with Jeff Jarrett with his new wrestling promotion? Or does he take a break for a little bit? He certainly made a lot of money in the business over the years. I mean, I don't know what his net worth is, but he clearly has made a good living of himself. And me personally, I'd like to see him come back to WWE and be an NXT trainer. Or since WWE is bringing back Tough Enough, get Taz to be a host on Tough Enough. I don't know what he has in store next, but I'm sure if he's going to announce anything, it will be at first on the Human Podcast Machine podcast, his podcast that he distributes. You can follow him, and I think his Twitter handle is Official Taz. And I'm sure any news from him, you'll hear directly from the guy himself. first on his podcast. So good luck to Tez. And, you know, it's kind of weird because I've always seen him as a WWE guy. And I saw ECW growing up, and he just seemed more, the more I saw of him, the more I got used to him as a WWE color commentator rather than a wrestler. Because I haven't seen him actually wrestle a match in like at least 15 years. It's been that long. I mean, just recently, Barely Legal celebrated its, I want to say, wow, 1997, so pretty long time, almost 20 years, 18 years, guys. And I think Taz retired from in-ring competition very shortly after that, so I got to know Taz as a commentator more than a wrestler, and I wasn't one of the ECW diehards. I watched it from time to time, but I was mostly growing up a WWE guy, and when I saw Taz come into the picture as a wrestler, I'm like, well, who's this guy? And then he quickly went to being Michael Cole's color commentary on SmackDown, and that's where I got to know him. And I never really saw him that much as a wrestler. I saw him more as a commentator. So I think he would fit well in WWE again. I think he could be an excellent NXT trainer for sure. I mean, he's still got a great mind for the business, rather than a good voice for a commentator. So, just because his body can't work anymore because his neck, I mean, he's confirmed that his neck is still bothering him after all this time. I think he'll be an excellent trainer. I think he'll be a great host on Tough Enough, and I think a welcome back to WWE for Taz is in order here. And Dixie Carter comments on Twitter about Taz. You are such a talent, an amazing family man, and a legend inside the ring at Official Taz. We wish you all the best always. And Jim Ross, who's, again, one of the first people to always comment, blog, or talk about on his podcast, which the Ross Report is just hands down one of the best wrestling-related podcasts out there. He has this to say on pay issues in TNA. Hate to hear of the apparent payroll issues in TNA and sincerely hope that they can get past this bump in the road and continue to produce good, solid TV airing every Friday night on Destination America. I'm for all wrestling companies doing well. I like Matt Hardy's idea of using TNA talents to sit in with Josh Matthews. Now my friend Taz has departed on commentary, as one never knows when they will discover the next broadcasting star. And he's right about one thing. Taz started as a wrestler, and then he became a great commentator. And like I said, I think better commentator, better color commentator than a wrestler. And for people who are just, you know, saying LOL TNA or TN awful, using that annoying hashtag on Twitter, we got to be all for all pro wrestling. We have to support all professional wrestling outlets, whether they're WWE, TNA, Reign of Honor, or your local indie promotion. We got to support every effort here in the professional wrestling world, and we have to go to shows, we have to buy the merchandise, and we have to really get behind the wrestlers, because if promotions go out of business, that's a lot of people who don't have a lot of work. And if a lot of people don't have a lot of work, then, well, you got a problem. TNA misses checks to Taz, and this is where I found this is what I found a little weird about this whole Taz TNA saga. TNA tweeted out, "We are looking for a superstar to join the TNA digital team. Have the skills, throw your hat in the ring at, and it gives an address for you to apply." Now, why would TNA give a job to somebody when they're not paying their talent, or when they're delaying paying their talent? I mean, Taz is behind, he said, quite a bit. No one else is coming out and saying that TNA is not paying him, because a lot of people don't have a lot of work other than TNA. And if this is true, TNA, I mean, the shots keep coming for TNA. Like, if you take one step forward, it's two steps back, it just seems, for TNA. And they really have to get their act together. I mean, this time last year, they were still... The whole Spike TV deal went through. And no one knew what was going to happen because their ratings... They had the highest ratings on Spike TV, yet they somehow managed to screw up Spike TV. You know... TNA has got to get their act together, and whether that means getting new management to operate the business, we don't know. But if they're not paying their talent, that's a huge, huge problem for TNA. In other TNA news, now this is a little bit of nostalgia for me. But Hardy Boy, Matt and Jeff, the Hardy Boys, won the TNA tag titles, and that's if you grew up watching WWE back in the day, back in the mid to late 90s, like I did, and you saw the Hardy Boys do their thing in the ring, to see them together again and winning tag team gold, that's just great. I think that's great for the TNA division because they're at a position where they could be the old-time veteran tag team, and put over new talent. So if you build up the tag division, and they have a good run as TNA tag champions, having great matches with young up-and-coming tag teams, all the best for the tag team division. I think TNA has always had a better tag team division, at least in the past 5 years, than WWE. So this is going to be good for TNA wrestling. And if you're a fan of TNA, great. If you're one of the TNA haters, get past all the politics, get past all of the silly storylines, and just watch the matches themselves, because the matches themselves are on par, if not sometimes better, than anything else out there on TV right now. Matt and Jeff Hardy, the Hardy Boys, won a four-way Ultimate X match to become the new TNA World Tag Team Champions in the main event of Friday's edition of Impact Wrestling. Now, TNA also... I think still tapes their shows weeks in advance. So if you read the internet and you read the dirt sheets and you read the spoilers of what's going to happen, there's really, you're ruining it for yourself. And while we're on the subject of reading dirt sheets and reading spoilers on the internet, I stopped reading dirt sheets. I stopped reading spoilers on the internet. And I enjoy wrestling as much as I used to back in the 90s. Switching from WWF when they went to commercial, you switched to Monday Nitro. And when Monday Nitro went to commercial, you switched back to Raw. That's just the way it was for me back in the 90s. And if you didn't read the internet back then, or if you did, it was very little. Now, though, with technology there is today, news can break at any moment, and before you know it, everyone knows. That's why I love Chris Jericho when he trolls people so much, because it's very easy to find out what's really going on behind the scenes now, and that's where my sort of love-hate relationship with the internet smarks comes in. People know what's going to happen, yet they still watch the product, and they still complain about the results. I never understood it. Maybe someone can explain it to me why people do that. I don't know. But if you want to be surprised, don't watch it. Or not, better yet, don't read the internet dirt sheets. Watch the product with fresh eyes, ignore the internet, and just enjoy the show that is professional wrestling. But on that note, we're going to take our first break here. When we come back, we have more TNA news. We have Daniel Bryan pulled from the WWE European tour because of apparent injury. What's going on with Daniel Bryan? We'll find out next. This is Brain Stew Wrestling. Stick around.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show.
And Dan, also from the Cousin Joe Show.
And we are here to talk about No Station Required, which is what?
It is our documentary about internet radio and podcasting.
Correct, Dan.
I know, because you told me to say that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And we're talking to you because we need your help.
We need your help.
If you could go to tinyurl.com/nostationrequired.
Go there.
You could help us on Indiegogo to fund the film.
Fund this film.
It is almost guaranteed. No, it's guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Whatever show you're listening to right now will be featured in this documentary.
That's true.
Along with others of your favorite shows right on this very station, More Like Radio.
Word.
So go there, tinyurl.com/nostationrequired. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, listen to our show Thursday nights, 7 to 10.
Yeah, listen to our show, damn it.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Now deep beat, cause the V is so deep. An interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. Deep beat, bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and Ski Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say Deep beat. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's Deep V. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? Deep V Podcast.
Deep V.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also, download us on iTunes.
Just type in Deep V.
Deep V, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Ah, yes. Back live. Brain Steer Wrestling. Number to call is 908-854-4228. But this is a spur in a moment show. And solo show. Just me here, guys. No mic. Again, we're packing up. So you can see on camera B to your right on the screen. This is my whole studio packed up. The only gear that's out right now is the microphone and the interface that I'm talking to. And literally my entire studio is packed up in here. Can't wait to go to Florida. Get out of this freaking cold in New Jersey. It's mid-April. And it's still cold. Playing Daniel Bryan's theme here because really heartbreaking news for Daniel Bryan. Apparently, he was pulled off of WWE's tour because of apparent injury. We really don't know what the whole story is behind this. And again, this is all like rumors right now. There's a lot of rumors going around, and I'm not going to say that report that rumors are facts here, because there's a lot of sites out there that just say a bunch of nonsense just for clickbait, and you know they get their clicks, but they're not all factual. So again, WWE pulls Daniel Bryan from the European tour because of injury, and we really don't know the extent of said injury. He's still scheduled to wrestle Bad News Barrett this Sunday at Extreme Rules for the IC title, which you will have my full predictions towards the end of the show here. But man, Daniel Bryan cannot catch a break with these two recent injuries. Him and the power of the internet and fan protests change the main event of WrestleMania 30. He has one of the greatest WrestleMania moments ever on one of the greatest WrestleManias ever. But within a month, he's gone. He has one title defense against Kane, and then he's gone for months. He finally makes a return, and he becomes the IC title. WWE didn't think that he was physically capable of being World Heavyweight Champion again, so they give him the IC title. And let's be honest here, he single-handedly brought some meaning back to the Intercontinental title with his win at WrestleMania 31 a couple weeks ago in that great ladder match. But let's be honest here, Daniel Bryan's getting pretty old. Old for a wrestler. And he's been wrestling for... makes no difference. He's been wrestling for a pretty long time. And his style of wrestling is aggressive, fast. And if he's working with someone who's stiff in the ring, or he messes up one of his moves, that's serious injury. And it's just not good for Bryan long term to be wrestling like this. And there's a lot of people, Steve Austin, John Cena, a lot of his co-workers backstage, some management too, that said he should have gotten a second surgery to check up and to see what else could have been wrong with him. Take more time off instead of coming back in time for the Royal Rumble. Now I'm with you guys. The Royal Rumble wasn't booked right for Bryan. But nevertheless, Bryan as the Intercontinental Champion, I think, brings a lot of prestige and meaningful merit back to that title. And he should be the fighting champion that appears every week. And he's been doing great so far with that belt. But now, old injuries or new injuries, we really don't know. But for now, here's what's going on. Bryan comments on his injury, saying, on his previous injury, saying, "We didn't know how my neck was going to do when I came back." And he said this to Chris Jericho on Jericho's podcast. It's the same with any injury, I think. If you have knee surgery, you don't know how your knee is going to do until you actually start putting pressure on it. And you could do as much rehab or whatever you want. And now it's this thing of it being like getting pretty worn down, and I've never felt this way before. Not good. Not good at all. Bryan comments that maybe he might just be getting old too. That could be a huge factor. He's wrestled this style for so many years now that it could be just old age catching up to him. You guys saw how quickly age caught up with The Undertaker. And for a big man, for 6'6" plus size wrestler, Taker should not have been able to do half the things that he was doing in the ring. But nevertheless, for 20 years, Taker was wrestling like that. And after, I want to say, WrestleMania 24, you very quickly started to see the age catch up. And then from WrestleMania 27 to WrestleMania 30, that's when Father Time came in and just destroyed The Undertaker. And it's good that Taker looked a hell of a lot better at WrestleMania 31. But in the end, time always wins. And eventually you got to change your style. You don't see The Undertaker diving off from the ring anymore. I mean, I'm surprised he even did his top rope walk, Michael Cole calls old school. I'm surprised he did old school at WrestleMania. Maybe that year off is exactly what he needed. And maybe Daniel Bryan should have had a longer time off. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that Bryan should relinquish the IC title. I mean, we'll find out how he looks in the ring this Sunday. But it's very, very scary times right now if you're a Daniel Bryan fan. Because what if he injures himself in the ring? What if, and real quick, let's be honest here, Bad News Barrett, you know, he doesn't have a good track record of working with people. He injured Jack Swagger twice, I think. He's injured a couple of other people he's worked with. What's going to happen if Barrett injures Daniel Bryan? And Bryan's forced into retirement. After being given a second chance to be a sub-main event, almost main event star. Scary times for Daniel Bryan. But Bryan continues that maybe he's just getting old here. He says, quote, "But I'm also getting older, so I don't know if it's just that. But sometimes when you've been off the for 9-10 months, then coming back takes maybe some getting used to. And I don't know if I'm still in that adjustment process." So he could still be adjusting to being back in the ring full time again. Or maybe it's father time. Either way, as a Daniel Bryan fan, I'm very concerned about this. And again, I ask, what does this mean for his future as Intercontinental Champion? And will he have a strong match with Wade Barrett at Extreme Rules? I don't know what's going to happen with the IC title. But if Daniel Bryan loses, that could be a sign that Daniel Bryan is either going to be, I don't want to say forced out, but if Bad News Barrett defeats Bryan, then that says to me that WWE doesn't have confidence with Daniel Bryan going forward. And that maybe they're going to force Bryan to stay out. I mean, Steve Austin came out on his podcast and said that Bryan should change his ring style the same way he did after his neck injury with Owen Hart. But, I mean, I'm a Daniel Bryan fan. I love what he's done in WWE. I mean, if this is the beginning of the end for Daniel Bryan's in-ring career, man, you went from being the quote-unquote darling of the indies to changing, to single-handedly, along with the fans, changing the main event of WrestleMania. No one else can say that. I don't think in the history of WWE, the fans have not been this vocal and this convincing to Vince McMahon to do something with his business, I think ever. I don't think in the history of pro wrestling, I've ever seen anything like this with what Daniel Bryan went through and the storyline between him and the Authority at WrestleMania 30. So if this is the end for Daniel Bryan or the beginning of the end for Daniel Bryan, he's had an amazing career. A lot of people don't realize that he was one of the greatest performers Reign of Honor have ever had. I mean, that's where CM Punk came from. Samoa Joe, who, by the way, is, strictly rumors here. But Samoa Joe might be coming to WWE now, too. So we don't know what's going to happen with that. But a lot of people have come from Reign of Honor and have made amazing success in WWE. I mean, look, their world heavyweight champion now, Seth Rollins, was known as Tyler Black in Reign of Honor. So for Daniel Bryan to wrestle this style that he's known for, I mean, it's got to hurt for him. I mean, his pride's got to be hurt a little bit here. I don't know what you guys think, but if I were Daniel Bryan and I was wrestling the way he was, and doing the crazy crap that he was doing. And all of a sudden, I got to change it because I just can't do it anymore. I would have to make a choice whether to be borderline less exciting in the ring or leave the ring entirely and retire. Again, scary times for Daniel Bryan. If what the rumors are saying is true, that he's still hurt and or he re-angered an injury. We don't know what's going to happen, but we'll know soon enough what's going to happen with Daniel Bryan. I think the result of his IC title with Bad News Barrett at Extreme Rules will tell us a lot about what WWE thinks of this whole situation. They could be just pulling him so he gets time off and he rests up. It could just be that, and I'm hoping it's just that. But moving on now to our pals at Pro Wrestling Magic. A couple weeks ago, Pro Wrestling Magic had their first event, Alchemy, and from what I hear from people that were there, it was a success. It was a great show. I'm very proud of what they've accomplished as a startup. To be a startup and have your first show ever be a good, a well-produced show, speaks volumes. And they are having a second event coming up at Cliffside Park School number 6 on May 16th to benefit the Donald Casamento Memorial Scholarship Fund. And it's going to be a super show, guys. Don Casamento Memorial Cup Finals. Stormforce, Steve Off, and host Traplash versus Glitz and Glamour featuring Jarrett Foster and Stevie Sterling. ECWA Heavyweight Championship, Matt Saigon versus Ricky Martinez, Chikara Pro's Missile Assault Ant, and my computer's froze. Trying to read the live read here. The Boar of Moldova versus MCW's Sudden Impact, also scheduled to appear. Combat Zone Wrestling's Alexander James, Juan Francisco de Coronado will be putting up another $10,000 to anyone that can beat him. Eddie McQueen, Jersey Devil, the A-List, plus so much more. Again, Pro Wrestling Magic's second show. It's a super show, guys. At Cliffside Park School number 6 on May 16th to benefit the Donald Casamento Memorial Scholarship Fund. Tickets are just $10, and come out and support local indie wrestling because it's going to be a great cause. With that, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got more WWE news, and at the end of the show, I will have my Extreme Rules predictions. Stay right there. We'll be right back right after this.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I just keep thinking to myself, and it makes me giggle, that every time I hear the story, I imagine it was Ray Romano in the same situation.
Oh,
kind of does.
I barely touched her. Come on. Oh, it was my brother. Look at him. He's bigger than me. Come on.
Come on, everybody love me. I got twins. Come on. Oh, let's go Home Depot. Come on. Fess up, Raymond. You know it was you. They got you on video.
Anybody want soup?
Ma, come on. We're talking over here.
Oh, man. I'm dying.
So if you learn anything from Hippo Juice, remember, Ray Romano allegedly punched his wife in an elevator.
Right.
We don't report the news accurately. We report half of it. Whatever. It's still news, so fuck you guys. This is more entertaining than some football player.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
You know the way at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey, man.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on morelikeradio.com.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Ah, yes. The great one. This is Brain Stew Wrestling. Solo show. If you've listened to the whole show so far, thank you. Next time we do a show, Punchy will absolutely be back in studio. I play the Rock scene because I want to congratulate the Rock and Miss Ronda Rousey. Their new film, Furious 7, 17 days after release, and it breaks the $1 billion mark. I mean, whether you like the movie or not, the fact that a movie makes $1 billion in 17 days, the fact that a movie makes $1 billion at all is great. But when a movie makes $1 billion in that short amount of time, I mean, that speaks volumes. And it's also the first $1 billion movie in the 103-year history of Universal Studios. So again, Rock and Rousey making history together. They also made history with having one of the longest-winded segments in WrestleMania history. Now, don't get me wrong, Ronda Rousey flipping over Triple H and putting Stephanie in a half arm bar or an arm lock or whatever, that result was pretty cool, because, you know, Ronda Rousey is a self-admitted wrestling fan. And to see her like exciting, to see her excited to be in the ring, that was kind of cool. I mean, everyone's saying that that was a one-off, but you know WWE's going to pay a lot of money to have Ronda Rousey appear at WrestleMania 32. And I hope it does. I mean, it's going to be the biggest wrestling show in the history of wrestling. To sell out Cowboy Stadium or AT&T Stadium, well over 100,000 people, that absolutely is going to break the record of the indoor attendance record for any sporting concert, you name it. That's going to break the record for everything. And I mentioned WrestleMania 32 because there's two stories going around that news and rumors are saying that plans for WrestleMania 32 for three matches coming up for WrestleMania 32. I know it's almost a year away, guys, but you know, WrestleMania is the biggest show of them all. And I gotta mention this. First of the three rumored matches is going to be Ronda Rousey and The Rock versus Stephanie McMahon and Triple H. Now, I'm fine with half of this match being true, and that's Ronda Rousey and Stephanie McMahon. But what I'm not okay with is The Rock and Triple H going at it again. They face each other how many times in the 90s? We've seen this rivalry. We've seen this happen. We've seen Rock defeat Triple H. We've seen Triple H defeat The Rock. We've seen this rivalry already. I don't want to see it again. Because this very well could be the very this could be the very last match that The Rock is in. Period. And I don't want to see him versus Triple H. I want him Now that I think about it, I don't think he's ever defeated this person. I want Rock Brock 2. Now remember, Brock Lesnar got his first World Heavyweight Championship win in 2002 versus The Rock. Paul Heyman has been teasing this victory to set up a potential feud. And I think The Rock and Brock should go at it at WrestleMania 32. I think that's a bigger draw. I think that's a bigger match. And The Rock can go into this searching for a retribution against Brock Lesnar. I just think it's a bigger match versus a mixed tag team. And then have Ronda Rousey versus Stephanie McMahon. I just think that those two matches will equally draw as much because it's Ronda Rousey in a WWE ring in a WWE match. That alone is going to draw. And Stephanie McMahon, I mean, you saw her wrestle Brie Bella last year. And Steph still got it. She did some moves where I'm like, whoa, the Divas can learn a thing or two from watching Stephanie McMahon's most recent match, I believe at SummerSlam. I think Rock Brock 2 is a bigger draw, and Steph versus Rousey, those are two big matches. They'll draw. They'll do good. Another rumored match. Apparently, well, this isn't a rumor. WWE reached out to Shawn Michaels and asked him if he wanted to come out of retirement for a, quote, farewell match in his home state of Texas. I'm sorry. I think if memory serves, Michaels already had a farewell match against The Undertaker at WrestleMania 26 back in 2010. Michaels went on Jim Ross's podcast and confirmed his story, and he said he happily declined. And he's happily retired. I, I think if he's happily retired, leave him alone. He doesn't need to come back. No, what else can he do? Who can he go up against? There are people. There are a lot of people saying he should face The Rock. No, I. Why? That doesn't make sense. Will it draw? Yeah, sure. It's those two names alone. You put them in anything, they're going to draw. But HBK versus The Rock, it just doesn't make sense. I like HBK right now, just making random appearances here and there, and still being in touch with the WWE fans, just not competing. I give him a lot of credit and a lot of respect for being one of the very rare wrestlers that has a retirement match and stays retired. Talking to you, Ric Flair. And if you want to watch great Shawn Michaels matches, if you want to watch great Shawn Michaels WrestleMania matches, look no further than the two he had against The Undertaker. Look at WrestleMania 21 against Kurt Angle. Look at WrestleMania 12 against Bret Hart. And one of my personal favorites, WrestleMania 19 versus Chris Jericho. He retired at 26 at WrestleMania 26 in 2010 against The Undertaker. Let him stay retired. He doesn't need to come back. And the third and final big Ruben match is the match that I think the last real dream match that's actually physically possible. And that's Sting versus The Undertaker. Sting and Undertaker shared a locker room together at WrestleMania 31. Taker has been reported saying that he felt great. So let the dream match happen. It's now or never. Let both of them say, let this be their last match together. They both get inducted into the Hall of Fame the night before. And they say, who's better? That's all you need. And just let them go at it. I think of those three, we're most likely to see Sting Taker. But I wouldn't be surprised if we see Rousey and Rock versus Stephanie and Triple H. And one more final quick bit here, and until we get to the Extreme Rules predictions. Where does Bray Wyatt go from here? That's what I want to know as a Bray Wyatt fan. WWE dropped the ball big time with Bray Wyatt long before his feud with The Undertaker. And that wasn't even a feud. It was just Wyatt doing a bunch of promos and then jobbing to The Undertaker. WWE screwed up Bray Wyatt long before he lost to even John Cena at WrestleMania 30. They brought the Wyatt family in to be the monster heels, the new face of fear. And they dropped the ball so hard. I think Mike and I both said on the show that Bray Wyatt is a perfect mixture of the if you take the personalities of The Undertaker and Jake the Snake Roberts, you get Bray Wyatt. He has the best of both of them. He has amazing ring psychology. He's a great wrestler. And my God, is he good on the mic. Where does he go from here? I honestly can't think of anything that makes sense for Bray Wyatt. They have one of the biggest stars of tomorrow, today. And I can't think of an idea of what to do. I don't know what to do with him. If I'm creative, how can he come back and be intimidating to his opponents after losing to The Undertaker? Now, granted, we all knew you know what? I was about to say we all knew Taker wasn't going to lose two manias in a row. I stand corrected. I correct myself now because I actually picked Bray Wyatt to go over The Undertaker as a true passing of the torch moment. Because I thought we were never going to get Sting Taker, and this was going to be Taker's retirement and pass the torch to Bray Wyatt officially. But it seems I was clearly wrong. But the previous WrestleMania, he loses to John Cena. This year, he loses to The Undertaker. He needs to go over in big feuds desperately. Because there's a lot of people now saying he's lost his he's lost his niche. He's lost his intimidation factor. WWE needs to really think of what they're doing with this guy. We're going to take one more final quick break. And when we come back, I will give you my Extreme Rules predictions. This is Brain Stew Wrestling. Stay right there.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show.
And Dan, also from the Cousin Joe Show.
And we are here to talk about No Station Required, which is what?
It is our documentary about internet radio and podcasting.
Correct, Dan.
I know, because you told me to say that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And we're talking to you because we need your help.
We need your help.
If you could go to tinyurl.com/nostationrequired.
Go there.
You could help us on Indiegogo to fund the film.
Fund this film.
It is almost guaranteed. No, it's guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Whatever show you're listening to right now will be featured in this documentary.
That's true.
Along with others of your favorite shows right on this very station, More Like Radio.
Word.
So go there, tinyurl.com/nostationrequired. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, listen to our show Thursday nights, 7 to 10.
Yeah, listen to our show, damn it.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Brain Stew Wrestling. Final 5 minutes here. Such an awesome theme. Seriously, WWE, you need to fix Bray Wyatt. One of the most interesting characters you have on your roster, and you're just... ugh. Alright, Extreme Rules is this Sunday. If you don't have the WWE Network, just get it. Get the network. It's the best investment you can ever make. So I'm going to go over the card real quick here because we're short on time. First match, I'm not going in card order. I'm just going by what's on WWE.com. You got John Cena versus Rusev. Rematch. This is pretty much a WrestleMania rematch show. You have John Cena versus Rusev for the U.S. title. And I think if Rusev loses twice in a row, he's done. But then again, we've seen miracles happen in WWE. But I have a very funny feeling Cena's going to go over here. So my pick is John Cena retains the U.S. title against Rusev. You have Roman Reigns versus The Big Show in a last man standing match. The last man standing match is going to be for the audience who's going to watch this match. Last man standing in the urinal aisle. How can anyone in their right mind think that Roman Reigns versus The Big Show is in any way, shape, or form a good idea? We've seen it, God knows how many times, on Monday Night Raw now. We've seen it on SmackDown. We've seen it everywhere. This, no one wants to see this. I mean, to go from the main event of WrestleMania versus The Big Show, if I were Roman Reigns, I'd be ticked. Because I also know that WWE is putting him in this useless rivalry with The Big Show because the fans don't like him. The fans don't like Roman Reigns. They're very vocal about not liking Roman Reigns. So WWE is putting him in useless matches with people that no one else cares about. This is no help at all for Roman Reigns. This doesn't help him get over with the fans. Nothing good can come out of this match. But as far as who I think wins this match, I'm picking Roman Reigns because I just can't even imagine what would happen if The Big Show goes over on Roman Reigns. Oof. Dolph Ziggler versus Sheamus in a kiss my arse match. I gotta be honest, I don't even know what that means. I mean, are they really gonna kiss each other's ass? Are you going to join a Vince McMahon Kiss My Ass Club? What's going to happen with this? I really don't know the stipulation. I should know the stipulation because this is a wrestling show, but I mean, this almost shows how I have no interest in this match. But I would say Ziggler goes over, but I have a very funny feeling that Sheamus is going to be the one that WWE wants to go over. So my pick for this match is Sheamus. Nikki Bella versus Paige in a Divas Championship match. Give me a second while I just take a second to look at Paige on WWE.com and come back to that later. But I think Paige wins this. Nikki's had the title for long enough, and I don't see them doing anything else with the Bella twins, because if they've said on Total Divas that they might not return to WWE. Intercontinental title match. Daniel Bryan versus Bad News Barrett. I'm picking Daniel Bryan, and I hope he wins, because like I said earlier in the show, that shows that WWE still has faith in Daniel Bryan if he goes over. If Bad News Barrett wins, dark times are in the future ahead for Daniel Bryan. And the main event, Seth Rollins versus Randy Orton in a steel cage, and the RKO is banned. So I think Seth Rollins goes over here because J&J Security, they're going to get involved, and you just know it. So those are my choices for Extreme Rules, which is this Sunday on the WWE Network. Get it. Just get it. Just get the network. Watch this amazing pay-per-view and enjoy the show. I don't think it's going to be the strongest pay-per-view of the year, because it's going to be really hard to follow WrestleMania 31, but I'm hoping for the best here. Anyway, this has been Brainstew Wrestling. Thanks for sticking with me. I'm not a big personal fan of doing solo shows, but you know, you got to do it once in a while. We will return after Extreme Rules with Mike in studio. Follow us at Brainstew Radio. And follow me at Brainstew Hammy. Thanks for watching, guys. Have a good night. It's my savior. Hates to love and loves to hate. I have a voice that has the knowledge and the power to your fate. I hear voices crying. I see heroes dying. I taste blood.